Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You described Chara as being advised that it wasn't wise to come out and play again. Can you share anything about how that conversation went, how he took it? Did he want to play, or is there any way he could have? No.
I don't want to get to the nuts and bolts of it. The conversation was short. He was getting work done. We're going on the ice. The trainers come to me and said, done for the night. Question was asked, but he'd like to sit with his teammates. I'm like, if medically he's able to do that, and that's fine. Typically in these injuries, coaches, well, at least in our case, we follow the advice of the medical staff 100% of the time. And we did in this case, and they said it was okay for him to sit on the bench. That's what took place, and that's about all I got on that.
Bruce Cassidy last night on the return of Zdeno Chara to the Bruins bench last night. He did not return to play after taking a puck to the face in the game. Make sure you get to 98.5thesportshub.com. Download our new app. Also, get us on your smart speaker. Stream us wherever you are. And get the latest coverage of all the Boston teams, including the Bruins. Ty Anderson has a story up right now on the Bruins' options for Game 5. In the event that Zdeno Chara cannot play, check that out right now, 98.5thesportshub.com. Let's get to some of your calls. Thanks for waiting. Appreciate you hanging on. Adam is in St. Louis today. What do you got, Adam?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to confirm Pat Maroon said, I think you guys are fucked.
Hey. Oh,
okay then. Okay, I thought he was a Bruins fan calling in because he said, I think Maroon was right about us, as in he was a Bruins fan.
Happy streaming day.
He's clearly a Blues fan.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.5 the Sports Hub.
But we'll allow it. That's why I say stream us. You'll get the unedited version of that call.
No, we're not.
Is he still on the line?
No, he's not.
Oh, sir, a bit more, though. A bit more.
Okay, then. Thanks for the takeaway. Appreciate it.
So direct.
Jeff is in Halifax. Hi, Jeff. Okay, Jeff, turn the radio down. John in New Hampshire, I'm Patrice Bergeron. Hi, John.
Yeah, just kind of curious. It looks like Chara obviously kind of got a fractured jaw, in my opinion. But I think for like
your expert medical opinion.
No, I mean, it's
kind of, or yeah, does it?
I don't think that's a bad take. Smashed in the face.
But I mean, it seemed like two or three games ago, and I thought I heard some stories that Patrice Bergeron, his minutes were reduced, and I thought there was some sort of question about his medical issues. And I thought that was fairly accurate, but maybe I'm off a little bit on that one.
He was asked after game three if he was hurt, and he said, I feel fine.
He said, feel good. Yeah, did he say good. Feel good?
I feel good.
Feel good when Pierre asked him.
All these guys are playing with something. Virtually every one of them is playing with something right now. It's the biggest cliche in sports, but at this point in the season, especially hockey players, they've all got something.
So I'm going to ask you a question that most people wouldn't answer, but knowing you, you might. People thought you were injured going into this game. Are you hurt?
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
How you look last night?
That's what he's got. Feeling good. Time on ice last night, 13 minutes
down.
For, is that right? No, I'm sorry, 17. 17:32. My bad.
It's 15 on Saturday, 15 and change, I think.
Yeah,
Saturday.
It was 17:32 last night is what he had. So his minutes were there last night.
He didn't play a ton in the first period, but then he played a lot after that.
Yeah, first period minutes were down early on.
I want to get serious, yeah.
I think he had about 5 minutes.
He probably would have played more if that one group could get off the ice three minutes straight.
That was absurd.
That was maddening.
That was absurd. just couldn't get off the ice. Yeah, he was out there for 17-32 last night. He won 63.6% of his faceoffs last night in the game. Tommy in Holyoke. Tommy.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to comment on Berube's comments about the officiating before the game. And obviously he was lobbying for relief. And Cassidy came on, played the politician. And what he should have said was, like, listen, they're committing just as many penalties as we are. And they're playing like thugs after the play. The whistle is blown. As Johnny Most would say, they're nothing but thugs. And I do think it affected the game, and I think Zolak is correct. If it goes down to 5-5 on the game 7, they're in trouble. And that's what I got.
If they eat the whistle. If they eat the whistle, I think they could push you around. That's what's not good, because you got the 2-day rest in between. But they haven't proven that they could carry it from game to game. So, I mean, to what Hardy said earlier, that's what makes you feel good about the Bruins' chances is, okay, because 2 of them are home. You got home ice. Not that that matters. I mean, you know, each team has lost one at home. So tell me what's carried from game to game.
Nothing. Nothing's really carried game to game in the series.
Like Tuca? Yeah, but... Yeah.
Which is why you shouldn't panic over what happened last night. Really, you shouldn't. John in New Hampshire is back on the line. Hey, John.
Yeah, hi. I was just kind of curious. I mean, I don't know if it was my phone or whatever, but I was trying to make an intelligent synopsis, or not a synopsis, but some sort of assessment of Patrice Bergeron in the playoffs. And I guess it seemed like to me a couple games ago he was kind of hurt. I don't know.
Oh, we already had him on, right? This is the same caller? Yeah, right. We think there could be something going on there. Everybody's dealing with something at this point. We already took that call. I thought that was the guy who left the radio up. Sorry.
Oh. I'm confused.
Yeah, so am I.
I'm sorry you're hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I didn't say I was hurt.
He says he feels good.
Jim is in New Hampshire. Hi, Jim.
I was questioning. You didn't answer it.
How you doing?
Hi.
I just think that St. Louis's size is really pounding the Bruins pretty good, and I don't think the Bruins can match up to it. And I think their scoring people are getting hit enough to throw them off. So I got to admit that I think it's St. Louis in 6 games. Thank you.
Okay. So the size and the physicality is now going to sink the Bruins.
I think you guys are
The Bruins can sort of negate this by getting back to scoring goals. Can getting back to being the quicker team.
Like they looked on Saturday.
Right?
Yeah.
That's all they need to be. And they can flip the script again, is what they can do in this series. And they can do that starting Thursday night again.
Who's going to wave the flag, though?
Beat their size with your speed. Beat their size by moving the puck better. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Does FanFest happen again?
Beat their size with your top 6 forwards. That's what you do. That's all it's going to take.
Yeah.
Dare I say, play better.
They're nothing but thugs.
Oh, my. Cam and Taunton. Hi, Cam.
Oh, my God. I mean, last night, I mean, you guys just mentioned that sequence in the second period where they were, I think they held the puck in the zone for almost 4 minutes.
Ah, screaming.
And then Clifton takes it, and then you score a shorthanded goal. That sucked the life.
You had him.
Building. You sucked the life out of that building, and you rattled Binnington. You had him. All you had to do was step on their throats, and I can't take the overpassing on the power play anymore. Get it on net.
Looking for a good shot. Looking for a good shot, bud.
Get it. This guy, he's not, Binnington is not that good. He's rattled. He can get in his cage. Get the puck on the net. Stop looking for the perfect shot. Just get it on net.
That part is driving everybody nuts.
It is.
Especially on the power play. The power play stuff. I mean, I know they had limited opportunities.
The goalie looks shaky.
Power play.
I mean, look at
one shot on the power play last night.
Look how extended and some of these single shots that you even have on the telecast.
Just wasting time on the power play last night, skating around with the puck.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Look how sprawled. I mean, you've got chances, man. This guy's giving you chances. take the damn shot. Every time they've taken damn shots, they've scored goals like that on their power play. When they get too cute with the passing, they get the thing stopped.
The slower things move on those passes on the power play, the more time you're giving the Blues to set up. It's unbelievable. Like, it's so elementary. Like, what are you doing?
Stay in your lane.
Like, what are you doing?
You don't understand. I'm looking for a shot. Stay in your lane.
I don't get it. Silly me.
Seems too simple, doesn't
it? What the hell is this? It's moving so slow. Oh, and you're not shooting the puck at the net. Yeah, pucks on net.
Puck on net.
Side of the puck.
Second puck.
Pucks in deep.
Pucks in deep, puck on net. See, Portnoy got assaulted last night?
No, did he?
He got hit with a towel.
Coming up next, a recap of game number two. Some production work. What did I say? Game two. Why am I saying game two? Oh, tied 2-2 now as we head to game five. It was game four. Looking at a lot of twos on that screen in front of me. Game number four last night. It's tied 2-2. We're going to game five. Some handy production work from T-Bone. It's coming your way next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Oops, hold on. Nope. There we go.
No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
ERS.com.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
They drop the puck, and game four is underway as the Bruins flip it into the St. Louis end.
Stick Candles on the near wing to the blue line, Petrangelo over to Dunn, shoots, deflected on, wrap around, they score!
Chara, left circle, shoots, Pennington the save, rebound, they score! Zdeno Chara's point shot went off of Pennington, he left some loose change, and Charlie Coyle hammers it home. Bruins 1, Blues 1.
And the lone man in, tosses to the middle, comes to the blue line, Petrangelo shoots, rebound, they score! Tarasenko!
The Bruins turn it over, right circle, it's fired, blocked.
Get Chara in the face.
Oh, Chara is down, it lost his gloves in the far circle.
It ramped up and hit him in the face. He reached out to block that shot. He's bleeding pretty good from the nose, it looks like.
Well, it doesn't help losing a D at any point, but, you know, I think he's a big part of our defensive core. He's our leader.
O'Reilly in front to Dunn. Right in front. He never got it on his play. And the Bruins scrambling here. They can't clear it. It's got to be at least 80 seconds in the zone. Carlo can't clear it by Schwartz. This is amazing. What pressure by the Blues.
They're establishing their forecheck, and we're spending too much time in our zone. And when you have 5Ds, it's a lot of minutes on them.
Saucer to head. Bergeron far circle. Shoots Pennington the save. Rebound. They score! Brandon Carlo shorthanded.
And we've talked a lot about the defense here. Personally, I think our forwards got to do a way better job.
We saw Daniel Char leave in the second period. I see him right now. He's pumping up his teammates, slapping on some butts. He's going to be wearing a full visor, but Daniel Char, their captain, is back.
Just shows his great leadership. He's there to support the guys. You know, obviously his mouth has some blood and some water. I don't know what's going on in there, but he can barely talk, and he's out there supporting us.
Wires the shot on. Rebound, they score!
Sometimes you tip your hat to a good player. Obviously, came to play tonight, got rewarded. Good for him.
We were wearing him down, and it was kind of rolling shift after shift.
The Bruins with the extra man on. They turn it over at the line. Shin to the empty net. He scores!
They push back. They play harder than they did in game three. We've had times where we've responded well to that, and other times where we were, slapping the puck around a little bit more, and that plays into their hands.
You can bring out the Zamboni. First ever win on home ice in the Stanley Cup Final for the St. Louis Blues. That ties the series 2-2.
We never said it was going to be an easy series. We're just going to obviously learn from tonight, but be ready for the next game.
That's Patrice Bergeron, the end, saying we'll go home, we'll be ready for the next game. If one thing is true about this Bruins team, they've responded every step of the way. Here's another chance for them to respond. It's all tied up at 2 games apiece. Of course, you can hear Thursday's game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're getting ready to go back down to Canal Street.
Yeah. He won't get any old slapping some butts. He's back on the bench. He's walks, mother.
Bruins captain is back.
It's okay. He's back. We wired his jaw shut. Can't talk, but he's slapping butts. He won't get that from beers. He'll get good breakdown.
He saw Daniel Char leaving the second period. I see him right now. He's pumping up his teammates, slapping on some butts. He's going to be wearing a full visor, but Daniel Char, their captain, is back.
Daniel Char is back.
Yeah, he's sucking on some butts. Good. Look at he's got a cigarette lit down there on the bench.
Ready to go.
We got any more from those guys last night?
Did you start to see him?
Blues Radio, got any more from them?
Absolute inspiration that guy is for them.
Absolute inspiration. We're going to play some Gloria coming up next. Oh, we do need at some point to get to the pregame.
You want the Blues Radio now or do you want to wait?
I think maybe a sprinkling of Blues Radio now wouldn't hurt. Wouldn't hurt. Would it?
Victory. The puck drop?
Yeah, puck drop.
Well, here we go. Brett Hull just out on the ice yelling, "Let's go, Blues." The video board jumps to a suite that's got Molina, Carpenter, Wainwright, Cardinals. The fans are in. The fans are packed. They're outside at the watch party as well. And we get set for game four. Remember, if the Blues score four more goals in this game during a postseason, stop into a local Krispy Kreme the following day and get a dozen original glazed donuts for $4.99. Puck drops on game four.
Wait, I'm sorry. They need four more goals in the postseason for four? What?
Four more goals in the game. Oh, you get a dozen donuts for $4.99.
Why not $4?
That's what I said.
I don't know.
Doesn't seem like a great deal either.
Hold on a second.
They got to score four like goals so you can go get a dozen donuts for $5.
It's Krispy Kreme. It is Krispy Kreme.
Where's the catch?
It's Krispy Kreme.
Where's the deal in
How much does a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme normally cost? Six?
And we get set for game four. Remember, if the Blues score four more goals in this game during a postseason, stop into a local Krispy Kreme the following day and get a dozen original glazed donuts for $4.99.
Wait a minute. And you can only get original glazed.
Yeah.
You're only limited to one kind of donut.
That's a pretty good one.
I know it is, but
that's kind of the donut.
You don't even get an assortment.
Yeah.
You're not even allowed to have an assortment if you buy a dozen.
Are they normally $8?
$8, $7.99. I just Googled it.
Oh, man. Yeah, price of donuts going up.
If you were to get an assorted dozen, it's $8.99. It's an extra dollar to get the assorted.
You're lined up at the watch party outside. That looked exciting. Oh, a couple hundred fans that were there standing around, their hands in their pockets, listening to a guy named Gary Clark Jr., who I know you know.
Yeah.
And my kids on me, they always have their earbuds in, and they're ready to go at 8 o'clock. We're ready for the game. Like, Dad, what the hell is this?
The sound of Gary Clark Jr.
State Fair, Hardy?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, again, throwing in bands up on a stage in the corner. Local band. Jimmy and the Jambonis.
Well, State Fair is, they attract bigger bands than that.
Beatle put out. Did you tweet it that you would have picked 10 other songs that Gary Clark Jr. was
saying? 10 may be a high number, but I can know like two off the top of my head right away that I know I think we've played here before.
How do you go from I Got My Horse in a Dirt Road, that's a pretty popular song to this. You know what I mean? How do you go from that to this, and then on the NBC pregame here in Boston, you only get 40 seconds of Nas?
I know one that we played more than once on this show.
And I probably would recognize it.
I bet you would.
Okay.
That, I don't know. I don't know how these artists pick these songs.
Does this sound good?
I don't think it's a good selection for the crowd.
If you were at the Phantom Gourmet Food Festival and they're cranking this and you got a couple beers,
I don't think it's a
ribs.
Good selection for that crowd.
Like
no.
The crowd looks stunned.
I don't think it was a good selection.
They aired 3.5 minutes of that on NBC last night.
I don't get that choice.
Kids are like, what is going on?
At all. I don't get that choice.
Like, I'm sorry. I thought the game.
I don't get that choice last night.
He's got a little Jimi Hendrix feel to him, huh?
So, why did they air like nearly 4 minutes of it? I have no idea.
It was painful.
What was the point of that?
I don't know. There's somebody snapping out. You know production. There's someone in a truck going.
That he was going to be on? I thought he was from St. Louis. He's not from St. Louis. He's not from there. He doesn't live there.
Nobody on TV or on a Jumbotron is from St. Louis.
What's the tie to St. Louis for him?
This is Bright Lights.
Yeah, we've played this before.
That's a pretty good song.
I'd take this.
I can listen to this. That was a disaster last night.
It's not a Stanley Cup Finals or minutes away. Let's get pumped up.
Yeah, it's not a song that's going to jack you up.
We're going to stay. I'm going to stand here in front of the mic, staring at the camera. I'm just going to sing, sweat. And nobody in the crowd understands what I'm doing. Because I got nobody pumped up.
Thank you so much. Sabaka.
Sabaka.
Johnny Bradley. Johnny's on keys.
He just shout out Vladimir Sobotka? Is that what he just did up there?
Yeah. Sobotka.
That his guy?
That's Druvia. Nice driveway.
He's a big fan.
Not good. And you wonder why sometimes hockey ratings go down. Like, it's get some popular acts, you know? Like, yeah. We ripped the Thursday Sabotka, night.
He's a guy who played for both the Bruins and the Blues.
Do you remember, like,
for both teams?
Remember the Thursday night?
Gary Clark Jr., big fan.
Like, Rams, Chiefs last Thursday, like, Thursday night game. We ripped the halftime show because they shove it down your throat.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about last night.
It was Imagine Dragons.
It's right, you know, they did that right before the puck drop last night, too. Right before.
Duck.
That was like Boston, where it was earlier in the afternoon. Remember the Boston, like, that was earlier, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at City Hall?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was, because it was light out. It was. It was bright light. It was bright out. I mean, yeah, they filmed that.
So they didn't do it live. They recorded that, thought it was good enough to play for 3.5 minutes, and played it back.
I would rather listen to Roenick and, you know, Edzo go back and forth on another point to the game for another 3 minutes and give us a half a minute clip of that. That was terrible. Terrible job by NHL and NBC.
And even that,
I didn't know what channel was on.
The sound wasn't good. It sounded muffled. It kept skipping.
The mix was bad. His voice was drowned out.
Yeah, it was horrible sound quality.
It sounded like a state fair. Like, everything was overmodulated.
So bad. Everything about it was bad. The production value sucked.
State fair sound to it.
It's brutal. Yeah, it's absolutely.
Not even something that's going to catch the casual people. Like, so Maroon 5 or something to catch the casual.
Some sort of pop.
Give me the fringe, like the fringe fans tuning in. What channel's the game on?
I thought that there was a tie-in to St. Louis when they announced that he was going to be doing it, and there isn't.
Everybody's staring at their phones.
There's
the
no tie-in.
Somebody just tweeted, "It's from Austin."
Yeah, and he lives in Texas.
Texas State Fair sounds good.
What's he doing in St. Louis? What's the tie-in? I don't know.
He looks like that guy in that one movie.
I don't know that one movie. I'm not sure. Not sure
with never mind. Pulp Fiction. Julius. My, that is a tasty burger.
You think he looks like Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, he does. Do you mind if I have a bite of your burger?
I don't think he does.
Say what again?
Okay. All right. Hardy has headlines.
Hardy gets it now.
I really don't.
Oh, my God.
We'll mix it up a little bit. Mix in a couple other topics today before we get back to the Bruins, because the Bruins, obviously, we have a lot to get to on them today. Tom Brady, something on him.
Talked to a couple people that were there yesterday. Said, all systems go, man. Like he never wasn't in the building.
Rob Gronkowski, something on Rob Gronkowski. Something on a receiver who did not sign with the Patriots this offseason.
Oh.
Who cited Tom Brady as the reason why he wouldn't come to the Patriots. We'll get to all that coming up.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tool I found in the basement. Another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'll never be your beast of
You get me those Stones tickets yet, Zo?
Wait a minute, they're coming back now?
Yeah, July 7th. They reschedule.
I'll be on vacation.
What does that have to do with me?
No, I get your tickets.
You okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
I keep getting this email from these people in New York, from King Communications.
What do they say?
And they send from a Gmail address, which just right away, you're second rate. Like, come on. You're a PR company and you're using Gmail? What is this?
I like Gmail.
Yeah, for your personal email, that's great. But for like your business email, you're sending it from Gmail? What is this?
All right, what's the request? What do they want?
Well, they've emailed me four times in the last, let's say, 15 hours.
All right.
For immediate release.
So it's important.
From King Communications. Their website is kingcom.com. And then you go to the website, 404, page not found.
Like King Kong.
There's a real professional high-end operation. Right,
they're working
running.
Through a few bugs.
That's from Gail.
I'm still willing to give them benefit of the doubt.
Gail Kaufman, who's like the
Gail Force
the media contact. Gail, she's been emailing me. She's been emailing me copies of this New York Post article today. She's been emailing me media advisories, press releases, all this nonsense. Let me read it to you so you know what the hell it is I'm talking about. Here's the press release that they sent out. Angry Mets fans rally against Tom Brady tomorrow. This was sent last night at 5:55 p.m. Tomorrow now being today. Okay. Fans to hold first ever Boston TB party, throwing Brady memorabilia into garbage filled with beans after Brady disgraces New York Mets icon. What
kind of beans?
Baked beans, I'm assuming.
Like Boston baked beans.
Oh, see, Kevin Weeks went on with Phil Gramaz, as I said, and he said Beantown again right out of the gate.
That's how you know you're
from. Hey, I joined you guys up in Beantown.
You know how to identify you're not from here?
Don't say Beantown.
Whoa. Dozens of outraged New York sports fans will gather on June 4th, 2019, to send a message to New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
Oh, I'm sure you'll get it.
That his move to copyright the iconic nickname of Tom Seaver, Tom Terrific, is tasteless and insensitive.
Insensitive to who?
1969 Mets legend and friend of Tom Seaver, Art Shamsky, will be attending the rally to discuss the legacy of Tom Terrific. Brady, who is perhaps the most hated professional athlete in New York City and nationwide, shamelessly tarnished the legacy of the New York Mets legend Tom Seaver by buying the rights to the name Tom Terrific, which has been synonymous with Tom Seaver for five decades.
Ooh!
There's also a bar that's hosting the rally, which I refuse to give free publicity to by reading the rest of this.
I guess bar.
They're giving out free beer and food.
Supposedly my buddy Boomer Esiason has lost his mind over this also.
The fans will then hold a press conference at the rally to demand that Tom Brady apologize to Tom Seaver, the Seaver family, the New York Mets, and their fans everywhere.
Oh, Ponsand.
Attendees will be throwing Tom Brady jerseys and memorabilia in the garbage filled with beans.
Yeah. Go waste your money on jerseys. And
this rally is happening today at 5 p.m. On East 79th Street in New York City.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of losers there that have no job that would show up for it at, you know, prior to 5. Wow.
I got a couple, why would you be working? A couple of thoughts here. Okay. A couple of thoughts. Number one.
I could care less either way.
Number
what do
one.
You got?
Tom Seaver is Tom Terrific?
I didn't know that. Did
it's
you?
Synonymous?
I thought it was like Tom.
I didn't know that.
Of course. 69 World Series.
Well, really? No. Hold on. That's not what we're talking.
When have you ever... You've been around sports
seriously,
a long
I'm
time.
Not, I'm, being, sport. I'm not being a wise ass.
Okay.
Really, is Tom Seaver really synonymous with Tom Terrific? I did not know that.
I would say that you have...
We mentioned Tom Seaver yesterday on this show. I said Tom Seaver's name on this show yesterday as a random Red Sox jersey of a Hall of Fame player who had passed through town.
According to Wikipedia, he has three nicknames.
He does.
Tom Terrific, Boy Scout, and The Franchise.
Brady's been called The Franchise.
Yeah, just check out every old baseball writer's Twitter today.
You people
they're
are
all over it. Tom Terrific.
See,
yeah?
Beetle,
Tom
I would
Boswell.
Say, would be the most
astute. Time for
astute
Brady to let some
to
air out of his ego.
I say, Beetle's a pretty damn astute baseball fan. And he also collects, and he has baseball cards. And if he hasn't heard of this guy's talk,
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just honestly wondering.
I had no clue either. The fact your panties are in a bunch, I'm kind of funny. I'm kind of laughing at you about it.
I believe him. I'm not saying it's not true. I just didn't know that.
Can't take my nickname.
I'm just saying, is it so well known that everybody knows it? I don't know.
How many times has Brady been called Tom Terrific in a comeback?
I've heard, okay, well, hold on. Does Tom Brady really need to file for freaking trademark or Tom Terrific?
Well, he does if he wants to, according to this article.
Why the hell does he need it?
Here's why.
Real nice.
Filings indicate that Brady will release a Tom Terrific clothing line and trading cards collection.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
So there's money making behind it. I mean, he is
to which I say, go ahead with your rally, and I hope it's successful, because a Tom Terrific clothing line from Tom Brady is so lame. Don't do that. What's TB12?
Yeah.
Does she have TB12?
See, that's what I would say.
TB12.
It's one thing to trademark TB12. That's a business of his. That's something he's going to be going into business.
Lifestyle.
That's something that's legitimate, and it's, you know, going to be.
He's worked at it. It's his lifestyle.
Tom Terrific, you need that too?
No,
you don't. Just gobbling things up.
Lame.
It's lame.
Would you wear a Tom Terrific?
And not only that, it's Tom has been called Tom Terrific in passing here and there.
Yeah.
People don't refer to Tom Brady as
no,
Tom.
Because it's a lame nickname.
No one's calling
goofy.
Him that.
It sounds like goofy and old timey.
Do you know who I've heard call him that? Like in a column? And it's the only guy I can think of. And maybe I don't know why. I feel like Gasper has called him that in a column.
Because it's quirky.
I feel like it's been mentioned in Gasper columns.
Because it's terrific. It's pointed. It's quirky, you know. And
that's the only place I ever remember really seeing that.
It sounds creepy.
Like Tom Terrific. Tom Terrific. Yay! Like no one's walking around saying, "Oh, there goes Tom Terrific."
Everybody's calling.
No one's ever said that.
No one's calling him that.
They call him the goat.
So
if anything, you bring a goat. Goat where?
So honestly, for as little as I knew that Tom Seaver was called Tom Terrific, Tom Brady doesn't have any claim to it either.
Goat where?
Get out of here with this, Tom Brady.
Goat where?
Filing for trademarks on this. What a bunch of garbage.
Everybody knows that.
I am disgusted. I am, and I'm really surprised, and I'm really, like, I don't know. It just feels sleazy to me, you know?
Get a grip.
He said
really
Brady
boomer,
was sleazy
really
for Brady?
Boomer of all people.
Yeah. You know what it is? Boomer's it's unnecessary. Straight. That feels unnecessary. What do you need that for?
What's the matter with Boomer? Is this like a New York defense thing? Mechanism?
No, he's an old Mets fan.
I get
it. Childhood hero, probably.
According
so in New York, Tom Terrific must have been really synonymous. They obviously feel strongly enough about this to want to throw Tom Brady jerseys in the bag of beans.
So Montana's my childhood hero, and every time you get a comparison or a nickname, Joe Cool or Tom Cool, that compares it to, you think I'm getting pissed? Oh, you're stealing my kid's nickname, my idol's nickname. Get a grip.
No one's saying don't call Tom Brady Tom Terrific. They're saying, Brady, do you really need to file a trademark on it?
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
Do you think this is Brady or this is Brady's people? Just this is Dubin and Yee, and they're being creative, and they have multiple teams on this stuff trying to just capitalize on every
That's a cop-out.
I don't think Brady sits there every day and thinks, I need a brand.
Well, according to NFL.com, they published a story a year ago. Tom Brady has several nicknames. Tom Terrific, Touchdown Tom, The Pharaoh,
no,
Comeback Kid,
no,
or Sir.
Montana's the Comeback Kid. Oh, that's right.
Also, California Cool.
Remember,
it's listed. I mean, California Cool.
Sir. Sir was in that the piece, the ESPN piece, right?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. All I know is that if you put out a line of clothes, Tom Terrific polos, underwear, I don't know, concussion headbands.
He's called one thing for short. The only thing he ever gets called anything for short is TB12.
TB12.
That's it.
Or the goat.
TB12 or goat.
That's it. Those are the two.
Yeah. They had a goat petting zoo at the stadium on your birthday. You drove off. They drove a card signed by fans.
You know what?
God knows where that card is.
Tom Brady, legal representation. Anyway, just drop this one.
You can't get over it.
Say, you know
what?
You
don't need this.
All right. It is Seaver's name. We're going to leave that one alone. Because best case scenario, you win it, and then you go out and put on your clothing line, and who's going to wear Tom Terrific anything?
Nobody wants that anyway.
No one in New York now.
Before this controversy, who was going to buy Tom Terrific clothing?
Nobody. Tom Terrific. T-Bone was. He liked the idea.
I like the shirt with the goat.
That's my name, too.
Sleep with the goats.
That's my name. I was going to wear a shirt. My name
on. Riding on the train. My name's Tom.
I wore
Tom.
I just realized that Tom Brady and I have the same first name. I
think Tom Brady wears small shirts like I wear small shirts.
I think I'm pretty terrific.
Shirts, sleeves are too short.
T-bone's mad.
Head doesn't fit.
Stop.
Brady's trying to bulk up like Tom, too.
This is one of those situations where everyone looks bad. What are you doing? You're putting shirts in.
Yeah, just like... Yeah,
well, the baseball writers, though, the baseball writers taking it like, oh, only months after being diagnosed with dementia, Brady's going to take this step to like... Like, that was part of his plan. So both sides are taking it too far defending the other side.
What's dementia got to do? What?
Well, I think that people... Okay. Yeah, people are
using that term to make their side look better is what they're doing.
Because people are sympathetic towards Seaver right now, given what he's battling.
You're all nuts. Everybody's nuts now.
What do you mean everybody's nuts?
I mean, well, it's
what, they're sensitive to someone going
here's
after
the tweet. Tom Boswell, longtime baseball writer.
Hold on.
You're going to have an organized rally at 5 p.m.?
No, they feel sensitive about Tom Seaver
now. I don't care about
given
that.
What Tom Seaver is going through.
That's fine.
Tom Seaver is going through, you know.
Dementia.
Dementia. Okay. And so,
okay, so
they love Tom Seaver as a player.
Brady had dementia.
No, they feel bad about what Tom Seaver's going through. And now they feel that months later, they've got, you know, Tom Brady stealing the guy's nickname. And they're like, oh, the hell with this. What's wrong with you? So, you know, the two probably have nothing to do with each other, but they feel pissed off about it. It's what it is. They're emotional about something that probably had nothing to do with it.
He writes, 2 months after Tom Seaver's family announced he was suffering from dementia and retiring from public life, Tom Brady wants to steal his nickname and slap his merchandise on that crap.
Yeah.
Brady's probably going to relinquish this because Brady's a former baseball player, too. So, like, he respects the sport. He's like, I wouldn't offend anybody. Think that guy ever wants to offend anybody? I wouldn't even say a bad thing about the commissioner. What they put him through.
Brady should turn around and say, yes, I'm trademarking it, and all of this is going to go to research to help Tom Seaver.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. You know what? And I'm not putting my likeness on it. I'm putting Tom Seaver's likeness on it. It's great. We're in Loopyville.
Got some good emails that have come in just since the start of this segment.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the one from the printer?
No, I haven't got that one. I got other ones, though, for Mets fans who are all saying, yes, this was what they all referred to him as when he was playing with the Mets. Tom Terrific was the same way we use TB12.
Right.
They use Tom Terrific in New York.
You know what?
And David, who works for Cummings.
And they would know better than I. That's why I said I just didn't know. Well, I was unaware.
It'd be like somebody trying to steal Big Poppy, I guess.
Right.
Like years from now.
Right.
No, I'm saying years from now.
Yeah, no, I get your saying.
Somebody's going to trademark the term Big Poppy. You can't take David Ortiz.
Someone has sent over magazine and newspaper covers where Tom Terrific used frequently.
Right. Okay,
right. So as him.
Dave from Cummings Printing in Hooksett, New Hampshire, said they just printed the Mets program, just delivered issue 2 today, and it's got Tom Seaver on the cover. Now, I've asked him if it says Tom Terrific anywhere on there.
So he never obviously had the trademark done for the name.
No, because he felt it was unnecessary. Why would he need that?
Okay. So someone probably went to Brady with a marketing idea, and Brady has no clue about Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver, you know, worked and played and operated in a time when everything wasn't a huge money grab.
Right.
That's why.
Different world now.
Different world, yes. Where everything wasn't a money grab, where everything didn't need to turn into a T-shirt and an extra $10. That's why. That was the difference then. You know, it all goes back to that thing, Hardy. Tom Brady just doesn't have enough. He needs the trademark on Tom Terrific.
Well, he needs that. He needs the exposure.
He doesn't need this. Drop it. It would be in his best interest right now to say, you know what? These guys are right.
It would be in his best interest to drop it before I even knew there was another Tom Terrific out there.
I didn't realize
Tom Terrific?
I'm sorry,
that's what
New
you're
York.
Going with? You want to do a clothing line?
New York.
It says Tom Terrific on it? Don't do that.
I didn't mean to offend you guys. I didn't realize it. I don't want it anymore. You guys have it. That's what he should do. And check right on out of this one. No thanks. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on that? But some actual football thoughts coming up next on Rob Gronkowski and Adam Humphries, member of the Titans. That's next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
1 minute to go. Brady in the shotgun, Falk to his right. Brady takes the shotgun snap.
Stands in, fires end zone. Touchdown, Benjamin Watson. Tom Brady, you are Tom Terrific.
Oh, we knew we could find an example somewhere of someone calling Tom Brady Tom Terrific. That was the first week of 2009. First game ever on the Sports Hub. Gil Santos on the call. Tom Brady, you are Tom Terrific. There you go. So someone has called him that.
That was the...
comeback against the Bills?
That was set your feet. I hit him in the hands game, right? He went to Ben Watson twice, I think. He had to come back, and that was post knee injury. Was
throwbacks. We're in throwbacks.
Liotis McKelvin?
Yeah. Yep.
Liotis McKelvin on the... was it a kickoff or a punt? What was it in that game?
Set your feet.
And Gostowski hits it end over end. Coming down to McKelvin, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Going to run it out to the 5, to the 10. Got an alley, 15, 20. Banged at the 25-yard line and down at about the 28. Oh. Fumble on the play. Big pileup. Let's see what we have. Let's see what we have before we get too excited.
They got it.
Patriots recover the fumble.
That's good memory. Leota, coming up with a name like Leotis McKelvin.
Well, 10 years later.
Holy smokes.
Don't bring it out.
That was with what? Like, how much time was left in the game when that
not
happened?
Much,
a minute? 2 minutes? What was left?
Not much.
That game was all but lost. What a gift. Thank you, Leotis. 617-779-0985. Pete in Delaware's got a problem with Tom Brady. Pete?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm a reasonable guy, I think, and unfortunately, I am a diehard Mets fan, and I do have a problem with this, but I think Brady just doesn't understand, or fans don't understand. Here's the deal. This is our Ted Williams. Okay, we have no one else, really. He's the only homegrown Hall of Famer we have. He's referred to as Tom Terrific. He won one of two World Series with us. It's gonna be an issue. That's all I'm saying. And I don't even blame Brady. I don't understand why Tom Terrific was ever trademarked. I just think that if I were Brady, I would realize it's going to be a backlash because it's all we have is Mets fans.
Yeah.
I hope Brady just says, you know what, it's not worth it.
He's a former baseball player, and if this is going to be an issue and he's going to understand it, I'm sure he will nix it. But I think people need to understand the massive amounts of marketing teams around this man and what they're trying to do. I don't think this coming even from Brady.
I'm not going crazy on Brady because I don't think it's a huge deal. I'm surprised it wasn't trademarked before, but I'm just saying I can't understand the passion from Mets fans because this really was the only homegrown Hall of Famer we got. We only won two World Series, and you know what? He's got the nickname like Big Poppy. You hit it, Zoe. You nailed it when you said about Big Poppy. That's the comparable with Tom Terrific.
I don't think you have to convince us. I think it's a perfect nickname for Tom Seaver. I think it fits the era.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
1 minute to go. Brady in the shotgun, Falk to his right. Brady takes the shotgun snap. Stands in, fires end zone. Touchdown, Benjamin Watson. Tom Brady, you are Tom Terrific.
Oh, we knew we could find an example somewhere of someone calling Tom Brady Tom Terrific. That was the first week of 2009. First game ever on the Sports Hub. Gil Santos on the call. Tom Brady, you are Tom Terrific. There you go. So someone has called him that.
That was the...
comeback against the Bills?
That was set your feet. I hit him in the hands game, right? He went to Ben Watson twice, I think. He had to come back, and that was post knee injury. Was
throwbacks. We're in throwbacks.
Leotis McKelvin?
Yeah. Yep.
Leotis McKelvin on the was it a kickoff or a punt? What was it in that game?
Set your feet. Set your feet.
And Gostkowski hits it end over end. Coming down to McKelvin, a yard, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Going to run it out to the 5, to the 10. Got an alley, 15, 20. Banged at the 25-yard line and down at about the 28. Fumble on the play. Big pileup. Let's see what we have. Let's see what we have before we get too excited.
They got it.
Patriots recover the fumble.
That's good memory. Leota, coming up with a name like Leota McKelvin.
Well, 10 years twice.
Later. Holy smokes.
Don't bring it out.
That was with what? Like, how much time was left in the game when that happened?
Much.
A minute?
Not much.
2 minutes? What was left?
Not much.
That game was all but lost. What a gift. Thank you, Leota. 617-779-0985. Pete in Delaware's got a problem with Tom Brady. Pete?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
So, I'm a reasonable guy, I think, and unfortunately, I am a diehard Mets fan, and I do have a problem with this, but I think Brady just doesn't understand, or fans don't understand. Here's the deal. This is our Ted Williams. Okay, we have no one else, really. I'm just saying, he's the only homegrown Hall of Famer we have. He's referred to as Tom Terrific. He won one of two World Series with us. It's gonna be an issue. That's all I'm saying. And I don't even blame Brady. I don't understand why Tom Terrific was ever trademarked. I just think that if I were Brady, I would realize it's going to be a backlash because it's all we have as Mets fans.
Yeah.
I hope Brady just says, you know what, it's not worth it.
He's a former baseball player, and if this is going to be an issue and he's going to understand it, I'm sure he will nix it. But I think people need to understand the massive amounts of marketing teams around this man and what they're trying to do. I don't think this coming even from Brady.
I'm not going crazy on Brady because I don't think it's a huge deal.
Yeah, you didn't need
it. I'm surprised it wasn't trademarked before, but I'm just saying I can't understand the passion from Mets fans because this really was the only homegrown Hall of Famer we got. We only won two World Series. And you know what? He's got the nickname like Big Poppy. You hit it, Zoe, you nailed it when you said about Big Poppy. That's the comparable with Tom Terrific.
I don't think you have to convince us. I think it's a perfect nickname for Tom Seaver. I think it fits the era. I think it fits him. And I think that any Tom Terrific shirt that was made now would not fit me, regardless of size, because I'm not going to wear anything that says Tom Terrific.
It's almost too hokey for Brady. Like, Brady's too smooth, too past this.
You've got one. You've got TV 12.
It's old-timish. Like, they had Tom Turner.
Would you wear a Pharaoh t-shirt if he Tom trademarked the Pharaoh?
I'd wear one that says, Sir.
Pharaoh is badass.
Or as Tom and Worcester said, as long as you get clearance from Peppermint Patty first.
Sir.
Marcy would always call her Sir. You got to get clearance there.
Oh, man. Yesterday or a couple of days ago, Rob Gronkowski was doing an event in Foxborough. Buzz Off for Kids down there in Foxborough. Great event that he's taken part in a bunch of times. Yep. And mentioned that he is most definitely retired and not coming back. Mike Florio had something to say about that yesterday. Why don't we get to that right after Hardy's headlines? No commercials.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.